across the festival when the founders, Srish Rao and Laura Bespalko, joined me on a Skype call. I was working at SFU School for Temporary Arts and Community Engagement, and they wanted to start a festival, and SFU was a partner in its early years for
Amazing.
about a decade. And so it happened downtown at the Woodwards campus at the School for Contemporary Arts. It's a multi-arts festival. So we have music, theater, dance, visual arts, literature, so many different ways that the festival links in with community and cultural partners. I later on joined the board. And then last year, I was the curator in residence, and now I've slipped into the executive artistic director role. So part of my role is to come up with a curatorial theme,
Yes.
and this is the basis by which we do our invitations out to artists. There's a little bit of everything, of course, being a South Asian festival. Once we finish one meal, we like to speak about the next meal as South Asian people, and we share that with many other cultures. And so there's food and other things built into the festival as well. It's a
Awesome.
one part of the cultural landscape of Vancouver in the summer, with Folk Fest and Jazz Fest and so many other things going
Right,
on.
right.
Yeah.
I love that. And you mentioned theme because that was actually going to be my next question is what is the theme for this year?
Yeah, I'll start with last year when I came in. Our theme last year was borderless solidarity. It's trying to
Okay.
think beyond the nation state, to think beyond the kinds of things that keep communities separated. We're in loaded geopolitical times. These have been with us before. And so this year, the theme is called Ragas for a Ruptured World. Ragas in Indian classical music are a kind of structure for improvisation. And we're using that term metaphorically to think about the different ways in which we deal with a world that's unraveling as a kind of open question, and to think about what the role of art and culture is within that in terms of our own forms of investigation, research, expression in various art forms.
Right.
And so, in pulling together the statement, which is up on our website, it's the basis by which we start to have conversations with artists to invite them to be part of the festival and ask them to reflect on ways they can see themselves inside the work. It's not meant to be overly didactic, but just an invitation for them to interpret the theme in their own way and to bring something of their work inside of that. And so that will be what sort of holds the festival together. But we're really excited to have a mix of comedians, musicians,
Nice.
writers, outdoor free events, along with having a chance to be out in Burnaby and Surrey as well in the
Right.
region. Yeah.
I love that. And it brings me on then to my next question is that if I'm new, just listening now for the first time and hearing about the festival, what advice would you give to like navigate the festival for the first time? Would it be like heading to the website and like, you know,
Yeah,
what?
I think going to the website is a great way to just see the range of performances and activities that are happening. We have a little hub down on Granville Island where we
Awesome.
have micro performances going on. There's going to be a gong library that will be free to
Oh.
visit during the day to make whatever kind of noises you want to. We use the Waterfront Theater for artist talks. So we have Julian Brave Noisecat, who's Academy Award nominated documentary director of Sugarcane. He has a
Okay.
great book called We Survived the Night, and
Nice.
I'll be in conversation with him early in the festival. We have a wonderful comedian coming, Vidura Bandara Rajapaksa, a Sri Lankan comedian who's been based in Berlin and London. He's never been to Vancouver before, but he
Oh.
does a kind of, heady post-colonial humor,
Yeah.
sort of puncturing at some of the stereotypes and myths of the global South and other places. And he does a great job of unpacking. I've just been actually trying to work to get his visa to Canada, which for artists that require visas to come to Canada, it was already pretty difficult before. And now
Right.
new biometric requirements, it
I
was quite a
know.
hassle to just
Yeah.
have artists arrive into the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sending the vibes that it all works out smoothly because yeah, they sound fantastic. My next question, so you did kind of mention this, but I do want to kind of stress this as well, is that there are like a lot of free options at the festival.
Yes, that's right. Like I said, the Gong Library on Granville Island will be free to access once it's open during the festival. We are also going to be in Punjabi Market on the final day of the festival,
Okay.
which is a free event. We have a full 10-piece Qawwali band called Naksh that will be performing alongside poets who will be doing some call and response with them. So it'll be like 3 hours outdoors at
Oh.
Punjabi Market, which is really fantastic. We also have some art installations as well. We
Okay.
have a wonderful artist from Victoria, Farheen Haque, who will have two video pieces up on the Mount Pleasant Community Art Screen. We partnered with the Grunt Gallery that programs that screen. So that will be up during the festival the entire time. So there's going to be, yeah, a number of free events that people can access, and then other events that are ticketed.
Awesome. And I just want to plug for everyone again. The festival is going to be taking place from July 9th to 19th. The website is indiansummerfest.ca, and I will make sure that I include that into the show notes as well so that, it's easy for people to access. And are you on sort of the social media streets as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Instagram and Facebook primarily under Indian Summer Festival. You'll be able to find all of the posts and learn more about the artists from the posts that are going up. We try and do a mix of artists that are coming in from out of town, really focusing on emerging artists, and as well as local artists as well, and sometimes performing together. For example, we have Rashmeet Kaur, who has had a meteoric rise in India, who does Punjabi and Sufi music. She had a recent collaboration with a Kashmiri musician. She's doing her first tour through North America. She was just in Toronto at the Luminato Festival doing a free concert at Harbourfront Center. She's
Wow.
in Brooklyn right now, going to be in San Francisco and other places, but it'll be her first ever concert in Vancouver. So we're really excited to be presenting her work. And opening will be Asad Khan, who is a DJ based here, but he has a project called Sama, which he plays vinyl records, everything from Hindi to Sufi to other
Wow.
pieces. It's a deep listening experience. I saw him
Oh.
for Ali Sethi at the Chan Center. It's a really, really special experience. So he's going to open for Rashmeet Kaur. And they have previously collaborated on some music before, which I didn't know about when I paired them together. So
Yeah,
I wasn't a curatorial genius on my part. It's pure coincidence,
yeah.
but it's really wonderful that they're going to be performing at the Playhouse on Saturday, July the 11th. Yeah.
Love that. And with the fact that this is the 16th year, I would assume that you like there's a great attendance year after year, correct?
Yeah, obviously we were like all festivals affected by the pandemic, having to go online, and then as many festivals depleted through their reserves and are on, tight financial positions right now, and particularly with FIFA in town, where the cost of airline flights and hotels have gone up substantively. Although they've come down now, it's too late for our planning
Of
cycle.
course.
And
Of
so it really
course.
disrupted, what our expenses are and what our revenues are going to be. And so I really hope your listeners would come out and support, all the festivals, not just ours, Folk Fest, Jazz Fest, many others, because we're all going through precarious financial times right now. I'm chair of the Vancouver International Film Festival. Also, that happens in October, but we've also had challenging financial times. And so, we had a choice of either going inward and doing a smaller festival, and we decided to go the other way and let's just go for it and take a risk and hope that the public would come out and support. We have a wonderful veteran musician Tarun Nair, who is performing with his modern biology project. We're going to be doing an outdoor concert at Van Dusen Gardens. Tarun uses plant electricity, which he hooks into synthesizers and really, some people call it mushroom music. Some people call it pieces. His work is inspired by an Indian scientist from the early 20th century who, a polymath who did a lot of work, early work around plant electricity. And so he does this project in Berlin. He travels around the world with this project. And so we're really excited to have it be in outdoors in a beautiful, lush setting like Van Dusen Gardens. And we're going to bring out food trucks and other pieces, and so really excited about enjoying the summer weather outside and listening to the music that our plants and other living beings, the more than human, make.
I love that. And I just want to put it out there, listeners, stay tuned because I am going to be chatting with Tarun next week. So we'll be able to, listen to him talk about this. And it looks so exciting. I want to be there for that because when I started to read into it, I'm like, OMG, this is great.
Totally.
All right, Em, I just want to thank you again for joining me. Before I let you go, is there anything, you might want to share that maybe we didn't touch on?
I'll just mention a couple events that might be interesting to your listenership. We have Abby Govindan, who will also be doing a Vancouver debut at the Rio. She's a comedian. She's 29 years old. She's been going full time as a comedian touring this year, which is a very difficult thing to do when you're just breaking out. We're really excited to have her play the Rio on Wednesday, July the 15th. That'll be a really great event. And on Granville Island, we have a micro a performance project with an actress named Anita Majumdar, who grew up in Port Coquitlam, and it's a work called Why We Work Out. We only have seating for about 30 people per show, and she's actually going to go through an entire workout as part of the performance.
Love
Sometimes she's too, so she's really going to get her cardio
it.
going. But it should be an interesting piece that's really introspective about the body and the times that we're living in. And certainly, we're going to be in the beautiful Ismaili Center in Burnaby, where the Mohammed Ahsani Quartet will be playing. It's an architectural masterpiece, the Ismaili Center, and for a lot of people don't have an opportunity to go there, to chance to see that space and hear the music of Mohammed Ahsani. And this one last event out in Surrey, we're doing a night of raga music, which really ties to our curatorial theme. Raga Echoes is going to be doing a night of Indian nightingales, so music, classic music from the 50s and 60s that a lot of people remember from old films. And then Ragavarse, which is the lead singer is Shruti Ramani, who combines Indian classical training with jazz music and improvisation. She does really remarkable work in terms of breaking out into new forms. And so really looking forward to a big audience being out there in Surrey.
Amazing. Thank you so much again, everybody. I will put the link in the show notes so that you can kind of check all of these artists that Am just kind of shared. And I hope, everybody take some time to visit because it is, there's it's quite a lot of time for the festival itself. You've got about 10 days. So I think there's going to be something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's IndianSummerfest.ca. Please do come join us.
Yes, absolutely. Again, thank you so much, Am.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. Take care.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Sweet dreams.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Amy Kim, Marketing Specialist for the City of Surrey Signature Events, and we are going to chat about the Surrey Fusion Festival that's going to be happening on July 18th and 19th. So, Amy, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining me.
I'm doing well today, thank you. How are you?
I'm really, really good. The weather is all right, so I'm happy.
Yes.
So I mentioned in my tiny intro that we are going to be talking about the Surrey Fusion Festival. So for listeners who may be hearing about this festival for the first time, could you kind of like share what the festival is all about?
Yeah. So Surrey Fusion Festival is the ultimate celebration of food, music, and culture. And it really brings that to a alive at Holland Park on July 18th and 19th this year. People are welcome to come learn about all the different countries that are on site. We have over 50 pavilions that will be providing or selling authentic foods from their country, sharing their cultures through displays. And then obviously we have all the event other event features as well.
Amazing. And is there like a special theme this year or?
Yeah, so this year's theme ties in with the World Cup coming to the region. Yeah. So it is One World, One Game. So we've asked all the pavilion organizers to show up in their soccer gear. Awesome. And tell stories about how soccer is important to their country and culture and to everyone.
Awesome. And has the festival been like going on for like a long time type of thing or?
Yeah, we're entering our 19th year this year.
Okay, 19th. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's incredible. Like this will be my first time going. I've heard such great things about the festival. So I'm definitely going to try to hit up at least one of the days. And although I know the answer to this, I am going to ask for listeners who may not know, but is this a ticketed event?
No, it's completely free admission.
Guys, free 99. Actually, remove the 99. It's completely free. I love that. I love it. I'm totally here for it. And so I went on the website just to kind of get some more information, and I do encourage people to do that. So if you wouldn't mind sharing the website URL.
Yes, so people can get information at surreyfusionfestival.ca, or they can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. At Surrey BC Events. Awesome. And then on Facebook, it is Surrey Fusion Festival.
Love it. Love it. And I will ensure that I put all the links in the show notes as well. One thing that I did notice when I checked out the website is the images, it looks really well attended. Is that kind of, you know, what's been happening throughout the years?
Yes, for sure. Last year, I believe we had over 75,000 attendees throughout the weekend. And a few years ago, we had our record-breaking attendance, which was 110,000 throughout the weekend. So I think with the World Cup coming to the region this year and our theme, and obviously the cultural pavilions and 8 different stages of music and entertainment, all of that will bring people out to the weekend.
Absolutely. And so with it being 2 days, I'm assuming that the pavilion, like the vendors and such, will kind of be the same throughout the both days. But will the artists be the same?
No. So we do have 8 stages of entertainment throughout the festival site. Mm-hmm. On our main stage, though, for Saturday, our headliner is 5440, which is a local rock band.
Yeah.
Very well known as well.
Yes.
And then supporting them will be Fionn before them.
Okay.
Right. They're a really cool twin sister rock band duo as well. Nice. So Saturday we'll be rocking.
Yes.
And then Sunday night we have Kulwinder Billa, who's a Punjabi singer.
Nice.
Very well known as well as the headliner. And just before then we'll have the Folk Turbinators.
Awesome. And
so you really get a diversity of music. It is a fusion of all different cultures. You'll see different cultural dances, cultural singing, drums, anything really you'll find around the world.
I love it. And so we talked about where it's located. We talked about the days. We talked that the we shared that it's free, but I'm curious about like the timing. So is this sort of like an all-day thing, both
It's
days?
11 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days.
Okay, so you can make a complete day of it, like clearly family friendly.
Yes, very family friendly.
I
We
love.
have a family zone as well, with free crafts and lots of exhibitors to keep the kids busy. We also have amusement rides and inflatables, so there's really something for everyone to stay busy and have fun throughout the day.
Awesome. And again, everybody, I am going to put all the details in the show notes. But before I let you go, Amy, is there anything about the festival that maybe we didn't touch on that would be helpful for new folks?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered it all. I do want to shout out all of the cultural pavilions that participate each year. It's a lot of work for them to bring everything together and come each year, cook the food, provide the displays, be on site those both days, and they really are the heartbeat of our festival. So, if anything, everyone should come out to try all the different foods from around the world from them.
Absolutely. And by navigating the website, you can get sort of a little bit of an inside look as to some of the pavilions that you can expect to see, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, Amy, my goodness, what a short conversation, but all we needed to know was the deets, and I think that this is going to be an incredible time to just learn about a lot of other cultures, listen to great music, and eat incredible food.
That is very well summed up.
All right, well, thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you. Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On June 20th, the Lochdale Community Hall next to Burnaby Mountain was home to the North Burnaby Vinyl Record Roundup. The event was organized by Jonathan Laird, owner of the currently on hiatus Burnaby record store Hooked on Phono. The Vinyl Record Roundup is a community event where record store owners and music collectors alike gather to sell from their own personal collections. Each table was covered inch to inch with vinyl records, CDs, cassette tapes, and other rare pieces of music memorabilia. Admittedly, it was a bit of a dizzying experience. Once we had finally taken a look at everything, though, we spoke with the event's organizer, Jonathan Laird, about why he put together this vinyl record roundup in the first place.
It's a good opportunity to get into some people's collections that are avid collectors that might have oversized collections. So they bring stuff that stores might not have. There's a lot of highly curated collections here that you can leaf through and find some good deals. There's also people that are downsizing families' collections, that kind of thing. And there's also other shops that like to get out into the community. Today we've got Matterhorn Records, we've got Relove Records from New West, Matterhorn from Vancouver.
Afterwards, we walked around and chatted with a few other vendors at the Record Roundup, from store owners to people who just really love music. Take a listen.
Hey, I'm Johnny Matter from Matterhorn Records.
All right, and what brings you here today?
We're here at the North Burnaby Record Show because John's a wicked guy and he puts on a good show. There's way more selection, for one. You never know what you're going to find. You can find that holy grail you've been looking for. You might not find it at a record show, at a record store. And there's way more vendors, so there's way more. I guess different genres of music and stuff.
Sure. Jack Tielman, T-I-E-L-E-M-A-N, Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada.
All right, what brings you here from Nanaimo?
It's a great place to sell records. It's a good environment, and it's nothing funner than slinging sides.
Yeah, and you know, what got you into collecting and also just selling like this? Like, what's the significance of it for you?
As I like to say, with any good addiction, you become a user, then a dealer. So I've just loved records since I was a kid, and then it turned a passion into like a business, and now it's more of a hobby, but it's one of the best things you can do. We have friends around the world because of records. Well, you see records you never see, because there's people that only sell at these events. You get people that are gung-ho, that know a lot about music and really are keen. So you get the high-end collectors, people that are very excited to find rare records or hard-to-find records.
Yep, my name's Jessica Brown, and I'm the co-owner of ReLove Records in downtown New West.
All right, and yeah, as a record store, what's the importance of coming out to events like this and selling as well?
Getting people to know who you are. We're a little bit of a hidden gem in the New West area, and we just like to remind people that we're around and we got some really great albums. You know, it's really good to see, and it's good to be a part of this environment. When they're doing well, we're doing well. So it's one of these things where we all kind of see each other's successes too. And I like to see that. There's some great albums here. They were meant to be played and replayed. It's fun. Fun gig.
To learn of when and where the next Vinyl Record Roundup is happening, you can follow the Instagram page North Burnaby Vinyl Record Roundup. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.